We want to thank our sponsor, Great Western Bank, a proud supporter of the Wildcast podcast. At Great Western Bank, they focus on serving family-owned businesses and their overall financial needs. Whether your company needs increased working capital, equipment or SBA financing, purchasing or renovating a building or construction financing, Great Western Bank has the expertise to work through your specific financial needs. Visit the Great Western Bank branch on Campbell between Glen and Fort Lowell or call 520-325-1135 to talk to any of the business bankers about your specific needs. Member FDIC.
From the Arizona Daily Star and Tucson.com, this is the Wildcast.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to another episode of the Wildcast podcast. Justin Spears here with Alec White, and we are recording from the ESPN Tucson studio.
It's a new venue for us. Usually we're in the McHale Media Center, but we're upgrading to the studio. Today.
That actual studio. So if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably listening to it on either the Wildcaster app, but we're also on Apple Podcasts as well. I know a lot of folks have that. So if you want to subscribe to us on there, I highly recommend that you do so. That's where I listen to all my podcasts, and we are on there as well. So
yeah, Disney Plus is the wave right now, but I'm telling you folks, this podcast is a way better investment than your $7 at Disney.
And it's not even an investment.
Because it's free.
Yeah.
But we're here to give you the basketball content you deserve because we're hitting the ground now. We're getting into the stretch of November for basketball season. And once we get past, you know, these couple non-conference games, it's tournament, it's Baylor, it's Gonzaga. So There's a lot of content coming. Mm-hmm.
So, yes. You know, that's a good pitch. You mentioned Disney Plus. We're free.
We are.
So download the Wildcaster app, subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts. So much content coming your way. You know what's funny, Alec, is I woke up Monday morning and like, oh man, I totally forgot there's a Kevin Sumlin press conference. And it's nothing against the U of A football team, but it's like when Arizona basketball gets off to this hot start, football just gets shoved to the side.
Rear view, yeah. It happens, you know, almost every year that, you know, November is the time where the men's, you know, basketball and football just is the crossover. And now once basketball gets a hard start, it's like, oh, yeah, there's a football program still playing.
I remember several U of A fans, and if Twitter was around at that time, they would have totally used it. Hoops over Stoops. They said that like when Mike Stoops first got here to Arizona, because when Mike Stoops first got here, that's when Lute Olson was in his heyday. And he was kind of in that little final run of his career, you know, that mid-2000s with Salim Stoudemire, Channing Frye, Hassan Adams, and all those guys. Well, people were saying Hoops over Stoops. And then that one 2009 season when football was actually more relevant to basketball, it was the other way around. It was Stoops over Hoops.
Kind of hard to rhyme with Sumlin.
Yeah.
But
we'll think about that. I don't want to look like an idiot here. But Alec, you know, this is an interesting time for Arizona Wildcats basketball. You know, two games in, Arizona's 2-0. Most notably, their 90-69 win over the Illinois Fighting Illini. And we'll talk more about that game in just a little bit. But Sean Miller had a press conference earlier on Tuesday.
Today.
Yeah, and he mentioned the status of one current Arizona Wildcat who hasn't been a part of the mix, and that is sophomore guard Devonair Dutree. Sean Miller said today that he is suspended, but there's a possibility that he could come back when the Wildcats take on San Jose State.
You know, Devonair's really in the same place. We'll know more over the next couple days. There is a chance that he could play against San Jose State. I'm not going to commit to that right now, but I think that there's a chance that he could. There's also a chance that we could be in the same place as we approach game day. So I'll know more over the next couple days.
So you're saying there's a chance?
Yeah, there is a chance, Alec. But my question to you is, and we'll talk about this. What does Devonair Dutree bring to this Arizona team? What, I mean, if he does come back, what is Devin Ayers' role? And I guess what does he bring to the Cats?
See, I've been thinking about this a lot because when Sean Miller talks about Dylan Smith, who's been starting at the two where Devin Ayers would play if Devin Ayers starts, because Sean Miller, you know, he's implied that Devin Ayers is a starter or would see heavy minutes on this team. But my big question is, can Devin Ayers step up on the defensive end and provide what Dylan Smith does defensively? Because right now, I think we can both agree that Dylan Smith is a superior defender than Devin Ayers Dutrieve, but Devin Ayers also brings these intangibles as a shooter. He's not quite as polished as Dylan Smith, but he's athletic. He's got more playmaking ability. He can bring more explosiveness to this starting lineup. So it's really dependent on where his growth was in the offseason defensively, yeah, in terms of, okay, how much does he supplant Dylan Smith in the starting role?
And I like how you automatically go to Dylan Smith, because if Devin Ayers Dutrieve is going to take anyone's starting role, it's definitely not going to be Nico Mannion.
Nope.
And it's definitely not going to be Josh Green. So the odd man out, I guess, is Dylan Smith. And you're right. You know, he brings defense. He rebounds well for a guard. And what does Sean Miller preach every single day?
Defense, rebound.
Defense and rebound.
And that's what Dylan Smith does.
So if you're Sean Miller, are you going to look at, you know, Dylan Smith and say, all right, buddy, well, we got Devin Ayers back. It's time for you to come off the bench. I don't think so, you know. And I always said that Dylan Smith was better coming off the bench. But, I mean, at this point, Devin Ayers being suspended, and we don't know what it's for, but are you going to just kind of thrust him into the starting lineup? I don't think Sean Miller will. Even
not
though,
right away.
Even though you saw the Red Blue game, who was the best player on the court?
Devin Ayers.
It was Devin Ayers.
Easily.
So, I don't know. It's interesting. I don't know if Devin Ayers is going to play against San Jose State. Because the thing that I love about Sean Miller, and Kevin Sumlin is also guilty of doing this. Remember we asked Kevin Sumlin after the USC game, so what's the quarterback situation? He said, well, it's Khalil Tate. You know, we haven't messed with the depth chart all season long. Why would we at this point? And then we asked Kevin Sumlin in his weekly press conference on Monday, and he said, yeah, whoever performs the best, that's who's going to run out first. So it went from Khalil's the starter, he will always be the starter, to we're keeping our options open. We asked Sean Miller in his press conference today, you know, what's the status with Devin Ayers Dutrieve? And he said, you know, he's still the same, but he could come back. It's like, well, if he's still the same, he's suspended indefinitely, but he could come back.
You know, Devin Ayers is really in the same place. We'll know more over the next couple of days. There is a chance that he could play against San Jose State.
You get a lot of mixed signals.
Like, what is it, Sean Miller? But, you know, I'm reading into this way too much, but I think at this point, it's safe to say that Devin Ayers Dutrieve and his suspension is coming to an end. But again, it's not confirmed until we actually see him running out wearing
game shoes.
Game shoes. Or game shorts.
Throwback to Alonso Trier.
I totally forgot about that. But, you know, that's one thing to keep an eye on for Arizona fans is, you know, what's going on with Devin Ayers Dutrieve. He had his big moment last year against Oregon State with that putback at the buzzer. And we saw in the Red-Blue game, I mean, he has improved tremendously since his freshman year. You know, when he was a freshman, he looked like this like baby deer.
Yeah, he was little skinnier, not, you know, still growing into his body, kind of loosey-goosey with the basketball. And now, you know, in the Red-Blue game, it was short action. It was against his own team. But, we talked about this after the Red-Blue game. He just looked more confident as a playmaker out on the court. Like, he knew his responsibility. He knew how to make plays on the court, and that's what you need.
Speaking of Devin Ayers Dutrieve, our colleague who works at The Athletic, CJ Holmes, he tweeted out something that I think is very interesting and caught my attention. Said, how different would this Arizona team be if guys like Terry Armstrong were still a part of the recruiting class and Brandon Williams was healthy? And then it got me thinking, well, Would Jamal Baker be eligible? Or the NCAA give him that option? Because we don't know the standards for the NCAA. You know, they recently denied Javon Quinterly's request
former
to play at Alabama.
Arizona former recruit, and then went to Villanova, then went to Bama, and now he's
sitting on the bench.
Yeah, he's got nowhere to play.
So it's like, it just depends on the NCAA's mood that day. It depending on how they feel, they're going to, you know, grant you eligibility. So we don't know the standards, and I wish there were like some like set guidelines in order for you to become eligible to play. But if Terry Armstrong was a part of this team, and if Brandon Williams was healthy and playing on this team, I'm not sure Jamal Baker Jr. is eligible, and I'm not sure if Devonair Dutrieva is currently an Arizona Wildcat.
Or Max Hazard, for that matter.
Yeah, that's another good one.
So, I mean, CJ brings up that point, like the what if, but every addition also has a subtraction to it. So we wouldn't have had a scenario where Arizona also has Terry Armstrong, Brandon Williams, Alex Barcelo on it, you know, all these guys, you know.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have the scholarships, but at the same time, you wouldn't see all these guys play. You know, Sean Miller is going to cut this, you know, his rotation down to, you know, 7-8 guys. Right now he's playing 10, and we didn't even see Christian Coloco against Illinois, and people have been raving about his skill set in the front court. So for every, you know, extra person on this roster, that's less minutes for your core group of players that you went out on the court.
Absolutely. And Christian Coloco is another good case. You know, he didn't get any action against Illinois. But Sean Miller said his best years are ahead of him, which leaves me wondering, is he going to redshirt this year? Or, I mean, what's the status of Christian Coloco? Because what happens if guys like Chase Jeter...
If he gets another back injury, Jeter's had injury problems at Duke and at Arizona. What happens if he goes down? So I would wait and see about his redshirt situation.
Yeah, it's only two games in. I mean, there's just so much basketball that needs to be played. That's something to keep an eye on if you're an Arizona fan as well. Jamal Baker Jr., I thought, had a great story on how he found out he was eligible to play this season. He was called into the coach's office, like getting called into the principal's office.
About to get scolded.
Yeah, he was like, I didn't know what it was, and sure enough, I'm eligible to play this season, which I thought was really cool.
And we heard this last week with Ira Lee as well, when he was talking about how the team received the news, and they all have a big team group chat, and so as soon as Baker found out, it was texted in their team group chat while Ira was at lunch and all the other guys were at lunch, and so it was just this one big, you know, congratulations, let's go, big, you know, chain in the group text. So pretty cool moment for the Wildcats.
Over under total emojis used that day in that group chat. Let's set the over under at like 20.5.
Take the over.
For sure.
You got, you know, exclamation points, you got the crying emojis, you got the flex emoji, the devil smiling emoji.
We were joking around about this not too long ago. It's like every recruit, they have a template. They always say blessed.
Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag blessed. Or
110%.
110% committed. Humbled. Like they always use the same words. And then it's like the purple devil emoji.
Yeah.
The one emoji with the smoke coming out of the guy's nose. Mm-hmm. The flex arm, like you said, the fire. Maybe the 100.
Yeah.
Or the double exclamation point, like you said. Oh, I love it. It's like confetti on your timeline.
It is.
But speaking of recruits, Wednesday is the early signing period, and it looks like Sean Miller and the Arizona Wildcats are only going to sign one player, if he does, in fact, sign tomorrow, and that is Dalen Terry. He is committed to the Arizona Wildcats for the 2020 class. He currently plays for Hillcrest Prep up in Phoenix. And I like Dalen Terry's game a lot. You know, I've watched him ever since he was in high school. I watched him play at Hoop Hall West last year, and he was okay. Of course, you know, all eyes were on Kyrie Walker, who's his teammate at Hillcrest Prep. I did not think that guy would eventually commit to the University of Arizona. And sure enough, he did. But Dalen Terry, you know, 6'7", He's a shooting guard, but he also plays a little bit of point. He's going to be a big addition to the Arizona Wildcats when he does come out to Tucson. But Sean Miller says he expects to sign five in the spring. So between Wednesday's early signing period and National Signing Day, he's expected to add at least four more players.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, the way he described it was, you know, the freshman class, you know, of last year, you know, how many returned? Probably not many. You know, Zeke, Najee, Josh Green, and Nico are probably all NBA bound this summer. But Christian Coloco is probably sticking around for a year. So your front court's going to be, you know, Coloco, Ira Lee, senior year for him. And then they added a Jordan Brown will be playing. So five sounds about right, because you'll have some returners. You'll have some guys that are staying. You know, maybe Devernay or Drew Treve stays, you know, another year, depending on how his season goes for the Wildcats. So five sounds about right for me.
Yeah, and they're still in the mix for some big-time players as well. One of them, who's actually here on an official visit during an exhibition game. You never hear recruits take visits during exhibition games. And it's Zaire Williams. He plays at Sierra Canyon. And Sierra Canyon, obviously, the school that produced Marvin Bagley, the school that currently has LeBron James Jr., but he goes by Bronny. Bronny James and Zaire Wade. So they got two Zaires on the team. Zaire Williams is a 6'7 small forward out of Sierra Canyon, and he's rated as the number one small forward in the class of 2020. So he's a big-time player who's strongly considering Arizona. He's also considering Stanford, USC. I mean, he's talked highly about all of the Pac-12 programs, so I'm assuming he's going to stay out west and stick with the Pac-12. But last time I assumed, I was wrong, because I thought Puff Johnson was going to commit to Arizona, and he went to North Carolina.
Yeah.
Recruiting's wild, man.
Yeah, also on here on the crystal ball predictions, I don't know how, you know, reliable those always seem to be. You know, they're hit and miss, but, you know, North Carolina is kind of sliding in there for Zaire Williams as well.
Oh, man.
So maybe they make a late push for him. I know Adam Miller, top 40 guy, he's got Arizona down on his, you know, final four list, because Michigan offered him today is what he tweeted. So it's interesting time of year recruiting wise. You know, you're still trying to figure out the current Wildcats, you know, how do they blend together? But, you know, it's always good to look ahead to what the future could hold.
Yeah, and Adam Miller is an interesting case, because he's out of Chicago, and he's got Illinois pretty high on the list. I know it's the final three or the final four list, but a lot of people, they could be talking about crystal ball predictions. Mm-hmm. A lot of people on recruiting sites such as 247sports.com, they project Adam Miller committing to Illinois. But a lot of people thought DeAndre Ayton was going to commit to Kansas.
That's true.
And look what happened there. So, you know, recruiting is wild. I can imagine, because Adam Miller has his commitment date set for November 21st, which is after early signing period, obviously. This could be a situation where he commits to Illinois just to say, you know what, I'm tired of dealing with the recruiting pressure. I'm just going to commit now, and then I'm going to see what my options are later, which I don't think is right. I think if you're going to commit to something, you better be committed all the way.
Yep.
You can't be, you know, one foot in, one foot out when you commit to a school. But, I mean, that's just the way a lot of these kids think nowadays. But, you know, Adam Miller is an impressive player. Like Alex said, top 40 guy. He's a difference maker. If he comes to Arizona, chances are he's probably going to start next year. But if he were to commit to Arizona, I mean, that's the second piece to the 2020 recruiting class. And all it takes is one guy. You know, last year with the 2019 class, all it took was Nico Mannion committing.
Yeah. Then you had Green and all Zeke, all these other guys came in.
And Terry Armstrong.
Yep.
You know, another big time player. So all it takes is one guy. I look at, you know, guys like Zaire Williams and Adam Miller as guys that could be those pieces, but recruiting is wild. You mentioned Michigan, you know, stepped up and offered Adam Miller. They didn't offer him until today. And he sent out a tweet and then deleted it that he was taking a visit to Michigan.
He did, yeah.
Which is weird.
But he still left the one up about getting the offer.
Getting the offer. And Juwan Howard is their head coach. And let me guess, what is Juwan Howard's hometown?
Michigan.
Or no.
Oh, well, he's the coach.
What is up with you with geography?
I don't know, dude.
You said Alabama Montana. Was Montana.
Hey, we're struggling over here.
Chicago.
He's from
Chicago. Now, he did, you think about alma mater, he did play Michigan.
Yeah, that's where I was going.
But, you know, you could make that pitch like, hey, I'm from Chicago. A lot of people thought that I should have gone to this school. But I went to Michigan and started something. You could be that guy. So I'm assuming that's what's going to be Juwan Howard's pitch to Adam Miller. But like I said, recruiting is wild. You think you really know a kid. You really think, oh, he's going to this school. And then things happen. So early signing period, a lot of guys that are committed, they're going to sign with their schools. I'm assuming Dalen Terry is going to put the pen to paper and officially become an Arizona Wildcat. So just some things to keep an eye on Wednesday. So, Alec, before we get up out of here, let's talk some Arizona-Illinois. Let's take a look back at that game and how impressive the Wildcats were. 62 points between Zeke Nagy, Nico Mannion, and Josh Green. I don't remember Sean Miller having three freshmen doing that in a game. I really don't either. I really don't.
What I really like about these three guys is they all seem to complement each other in their skill set. Nico Mannion, floor general, point guard. He's going to get, you know, Green and Zeke involved in the offense. You know, and you know, Nico can obviously do it all as a point guard, shooting too. You know, Josh Green can go out, you know, on the wing. He was waiting for Nico to pass him a three. You know, he was open in the corner several times and, you know, hit four three-pointers, actually, against Illinois. So you just got guys that they play well together early on. It's, you can see the chemistry. You can see how they feed off of each other. And, you know, we've had instances where we've had really good freshman classes, but they haven't always gelled in terms of their style of play on the court. I think what we're seeing right now is a good indicator that these guys are going to mesh well.
And I think that's also a perk of AAU basketball. I think AAU is a beast. I think it really hurts the game of basketball because you have these guys, these kids, you know, playing five basketball games a day at such a young age, and they just get overworked. But this is the benefit of playing AAU ball, because Josh Green comes from Australia. Nico Mannion, they say his hometown is Siena, Italy, but he grew up in Phoenix.
Yeah.
He played at Pinnacle. Like, he's a Phoenix guy. But those two together played for an AAU team, West Coast Elite, and Nico Mannion talked about this after the game. He said, Josh and I have been playing basketball together for now 4 years. I mean, they're freshmen now, but they've had this connection already set up for the last few years, and it showed against Illinois. And not just, like you said, you know, kicking out to Josh Green, but, you know, even on fast breaks, like, Nico Mannion always seems to know where Josh Green is.
Yeah. No, that's a good point.
Where Zeke Nagy
is. Eyes everywhere.
Yeah.
Even when, you know, Nico's looking up, running down the court, he knows Josh is going to be, you know, right there, right next to the basket. And you saw that underneath in transition where Nico kind of did a semi no look pass to Josh Green and just went up for an easy layup. And, you know, it's 1-2-3, easy as cake.
And that's a connection that's been in place for several years now. And, of course, Zeke Nagy, he was the third fiddle coming into this season in terms of the recruiting class, because it was always Nico Mannion, Josh Green. Josh Green and Nico Mannion. Zeke Nagy was like this big question mark because he didn't have that fifth star attached to his name. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh.
Wasn't McDonald's All-American. What didn't have the national hype that Nico and Josh did.
Yeah. So a lot of people thought, oh, well, it's going to be Nico and Josh. Zeke might contribute, but, I mean, it's kind of a wait-and-see thing. When Zeke Nagy first committed to Arizona, I'm going to be the first one to tell you, I didn't think he was going to start, because Ira Lee was really starting to kind of find his role on this team. And I thought, well, if you're going to have a skilled big in Chase Jeter as your center, you have two tremendous freshmen in Josh Green and Nico Mannion. At the shooting guard spot, this is before the news came out with Brandon Williams, you're going to have Brandon Williams play the shooting guard. And then I mean, you have all this offensive power. You got to get that kind of guy in your starting lineup. And I thought it was going to be Ira Lee. I was completely wrong. No, I mean, not about Ira Lee. I think Ira Lee is a great player, mm-hmm. and he knows his role in this year's team. But I didn't think Zeke Nagy was going to be this talented, and he's proving a lot of people wrong.
You know, he's got great size, 6'11". He's still working on a shot, but he's got great touch around the rim, great feel for rebounding and defending. So he's been a guy that Arizona right now, he maybe if, you know, you can go small ball, put Zeke at the 5 every now and then, Ira Lee at the 4 or Stone at the 4 and just run, like, you know, run the court. Sean Miller talks about wanting to play fast. If, you know, Zeke can get a, you know, bulk up, you know, a little bit more, you know, especially when you're facing, you know, some guys down in the paint that are going to be able to rough you up and draw fouls on you. If Zeke can learn how to handle that, you got a big fast break team right there.
Who's an X factor besides the three freshmen?
I said this in our first podcast and I'm sticking by it. Max Hazard.
Yeah.
You got a guy that can just shoot threes, come off the bench. You just hand it to him. He's going to get the shot off. I mean, we saw at the end of the first half against Illinois, he held the ball. He knew what he was doing. Ran the clock down, you know, ran around the court a little bit, backed up, sunk a three pointer like it was nothing. And then you go into the break. Yep. I think you just need somebody that experienced shooter like Max Hazard. You can just get the ball to him and he's going to take a shot.
It's funny you bring that up. I think it's obviously, to me, in my personal opinion, I think it's Dylan Smith.
Okay.
You know, he's a starter, and he's the kind of like the, not to say a forgotten guy, but you have Nico Mannion, Josh Green, McDonald's All-Americans, five-star guys. Zeke Nagy has already stepped up and has showed us what he's capable of. And then you have Chase Jeter, who's a leader, skilled for a big man, but a lot of people forget he was also a McDonald's All-American, mm-hmm. you know, played at Duke. And Dylan Smith, with his role, and I asked Sean Miller this today, does he take pride in what he does? Because when he was first brought into Arizona, a lot of people automatically thought, okay, he adds depth because he was a solid three-point shooter at North Carolina Asheville. We haven't seen that since he's been at Arizona. We've seen him knock down three-pointers, but it's been so inconsistent. Now Dylan Smith is starting to find his role. Can Dylan Smith finally get to the point where he's guarding the team's best player?
I think that'll eventually go to Josh Green. Green's going to develop more on perimeter defense. But in the meantime,
but Dylan Smith's got long arms.
If you're guarding, you know, a guard, it's probably going to be Dylan Smith.
Yeah, and there's going to be times where they're going to need that more than anything. You know, if the shots aren't falling that night and Arizona's just struggling offensively, they're going to need defense. When you think about some of the best defenders on this team, Ira Lee being one of them, and Josh Green, who Sean Miller compared him to Nick Johnson, mm-hmm. having that defensive presence, and then Dylan Smith as well. So I think Dylan Smith, I think, is the X factor. If he can average 1 to 2 steals a game, maybe a block, and get maybe 6 or 7 rebounds as a guard, I think Arizona's in business. And he only needs to do just that if they want to be successful this season.
It's very indicative of Sean Miller, you know, in terms of Dylan Smith's role. If Sean Miller didn't want Dylan Smith to play an integral part or think Dylan Smith couldn't play an integral part in this team, he wouldn't be starting. So Sean Miller, you can tell Sean Miller thinks very highly of Dylan Smith. And so even when Debonair comes back, we're still going to see Dylan Smith play a big part in this team.
Mm-hmm. Arizona basketball, man. We're in full swing.
We are.
White. It's great.
And it's fun, too, because we've got some good non-conference games this year. It hasn't always been that in the past. Illinois, they're not a top 25 team, but they're a fringe tournament team. You know, they were a good test. You got New Mexico State coming here this Sunday. They almost beat a Final Four team in Auburn in the first round of the tournament last year. You've got a road trip to Baylor coming up, and Baylor's a top 25 team. You've got St. John's, you know, out in San Francisco. You got Gonzaga, which everyone's going to be excited for. So there's a lot, you know. Usually it's wait until January for this Arizona team. we've got some good November and December ball coming up.
Absolutely. It's an exciting time, my friend. So make sure you download the Wildcaster app. It's free and available on the App Store and Google Play. Alec brought up a good point. Disney Plus is popular, but you got to pay money for that. The Wildcaster app is free. You don't even need to subscribe to the Arizona Daily Star, which I highly recommend that you do so if you're looking for other things, which is only at 23 cents a week. But right now, download the Wildcaster app. It's free. It's available on the App Store, Google Play. All of the coverage of your Arizona Wildcats is right there at your fingertips, and it is free. Also, subscribe to the Wildcast podcast on Apple Podcasts. Arizona taking on San Jose State Thursday at 7 o'clock, and then
6.
Oh, 6 o'clock. You're right.
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. I remember I was talking to my guys about radio. I got to get out early for radio to go to that game. So tip off for that game. Thank you for that, Alex.
Got it.
Is at 6 o'clock. And then New Mexico State is Sunday at noon. Got two Arizona basketball games coming up. And also make sure you follow the Wildcaster on all social media platforms. For Alec, I'm Justin. Thanks for listening. We want to thank our sponsor, Great Western Bank, a proud supporter of the Wildcast podcast. At Great Western Bank, they focus on serving family-owned businesses and their overall financial needs. Whether your company needs increased working capital, equipment or SBA financing, purchasing or renovating a building or construction financing, Great Western Bank has the expertise to work through your specific financial needs. Visit the Great Western Bank branch on Campbell between Glen and Fort Lowell, or call 520-325-1135 to talk to any of the business bankers about your specific needs. Member FDIC.